The new standard for patients with high-risk myelodysplastic syndromes should be azacitidine, a hypomethylating agent. That's according to Pierre Fesneau of Paris 13 University, who presented phase 3 data at the ASH meeting in Atlanta. His study looked at 350 patients with MDS, and when I spoke to him at the conference, I firstly asked why this drug was deemed to be appropriate.
We know that in myelodysplastic syndrome, gene methylation is important, especially during the progression of the disease. And so reverting that hypermethylation may play a role. And actually, that's how azacitidine appears to work. And there have been quite a few studies that showing that azacitidine did give some response and improvements in MDS. There was also a hint that it could prolong survival. But there was no definite proof in a randomized study. That's why we embarked as an international group of investigators on a randomized study between azacitidine and the conventional treatment. As there's no clear conventional treatment, we gave the choice to the investigator of choosing either just supportive care, transfusions, antibiotics and so on, or intensive chemo in younger patients, that's the classical AML-like chemo, or low-dose chemotherapy like low-dose cytarabine, which in some countries, especially the UK, has shown some interest in AML in the elderly or in France in MDS. So that was the randomization between azacitidine and the choice between the three.
And so what were the key findings there?
The key findings that there's a significant improvement in survival with azacitidine as an intention to treat. And the survival benefit is, I mean, the median survival is 15 months with conventional treatment, which is what was expected as compared to a little more than 2 years with azacitidine. That's a benefit of over 9 months. And the 2 year survival with azacitidine is the 2 year with conventional treatment is 26%. Once again, what was expected as compared to more than 50% with azacitidine. So it's almost doubling of the 2 year survival. And azacitidine was also associated with decreased risk of progression to acute myeloid leukemia, to an improvement in the rate of red blood cell transfusion, and also to fewer severe infections. And in addition, all types of higher MDS seem to benefit based on the FAB, WHO classification, on the karyotype, on age, gender. So that was the main finding indeed.
And are you saying then it's well tolerated too?
It is well tolerated. It doesn't need like chemotherapy to profound cytopenias requiring hospitalization in most patients. But the important point is that it takes generally 3 or 4 courses to work, so you have to wait sufficient time, and you even when the patient has responded, you probably have to prolong the treatment for at least 6 months, perhaps more, we still don't know. But in this trial, the median number of courses of azacitidine received was 9. So that's probably at least what you need to administer to those patients.
And are you saying it works well for all types of patients, low risk and high risk?
Well, this trial was designed for high risk MDS, so that's the conclusion for high risk patients. But we know from phase 2 studies especially that the drug is also interesting in lower risk patients, especially those who have anemia, who have failed drugs like EPO and other types of cytopenia. So it's probably going to have a future also in lower risk MDS.
So in high risk, at least, do you think this should be the standard?
Well, this should be the standard. I mean, it's not. I mean, we still do not cure the patient, certainly, but we improve the survival. So probably the future will be combination between azacitidine and other drugs, which are being investigated, many of them of which will come out.
That's Pierre Fesneau of Paris 13 University speaking to me at the annual meeting of the American Society of Hematology in Atlanta. For the Audio Journal of Oncology, I'm Derek Thorne.